The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings. Welcome to the meditation session and welcome into this meditation community of ours. And if this is your first time, a special welcome. And you get a sense of the goodwill in this community through the chat. It represents well many people who come. So many years ago, good number of years ago, I went with my young son, who was maybe 13, maybe. Went for the only time in my life where I really went to play a round of golf. I don't know anything really about golf, and I thought it'd be fun to go with him, and it was fun. And it turned out to be at that first tee, phenomenally difficult to hit the ball. I was so surprised how many times I whiffed the ball on the tee, and I remember finally hitting a really good, solid clunk against the ball. And I thought, you know, the immediate thought was, wow, this is great. And the ball rolled about 4 feet. As we went around the course, there was maybe two, maybe three times where I hit the ball off the tee pretty nicely for me. And you could hear in the smack against the ball, the club against the ball, that something was right. And then the ball lifted up into the air. And as it did so, my mind got really quiet. It's kind of like time stopped. And my mind just focused on the ball going up, 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 out, away, sailing through the air, and then sailing down quite, you know, for me, far away down the green. And I thought, oh, this is, my thought at the time was, oh, this is why people do golf. The feeling of time stopping and the feeling of just kind of fully, almost like becoming the ball flying through the air was such a kind of wonderful feeling of being standing there in harmony and with the natural world around me. So this idea of quieting the mind and really being present for something, the wonder of this life, that is part of what can happen in meditation. It's not easy, of course, for this to happen. But as we learn the art of release, letting go, quieting our thoughts, letting go of our thoughts, one of the places where it's sometimes possible to have the same kind of feeling as you would have, I had, watching the ball sail through the air, is watching the breathing. Kind of really, but it's not so much the breathing that's so interesting as it is when the mind becomes still and quiet, and the attention is really just almost absorbed in the breathing, or becomes the breathing, or there's no feeling of separation between awareness and breathing. It's just like in the breathing there's awareness. In the breathing there's awareness. In awareness there's breathing. And there's very little else going on. Or if there is, it has receded far in the background. So to do that, as I said, involves a quieting of the thinking mind. And some people focus on the idea of letting go of their thoughts or quieting their thoughts as a permanent thing. Just sit down and you're able to quiet it. But it might be more useful to think of it as happening in very small, short segments, small little episodes, that and to appreciate the small, maybe second, half a second, a moment, when something about the thinking mind has pause, quieted, there's a gap between thoughts. And there, what is the wondrous there? What is it like to welcome or allow the breathing to really sail through that awareness, like the golf ball sailing through the air. So for this meditation, I'd like to suggest that the practice be a lot to do with letting go. A lot of these, so you have a lot of these momentary episodes of letting go and being quiet. And so that more and more, the awareness is fully available for just the breathing. So the awareness is not split between thinking and trying to be with the breathing. But that, because when you're thinking, part of your awareness is dedicated to thinking. And to let all that dedication of awareness go into just breathing, without any concern that you're trying to do anything more than just allowing, welcoming the experience of breathing into awareness. So I'll guide us through it a little bit here. So taking an upright posture and lowering your gaze. And gently closing your eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And on the exhale, relaxing. Deep breath in, and a releasing of the shoulders, the belly. Maybe there also on the exhale there can be release of any holding in the small of the back. Any tightening or holding in the thighs or the arms. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And with a normal breath, not focusing so much on working at breathing, maybe there's more attention that can go to the subtlety of holding in your body. Even the quiet, subtle places where the body is tense or held. As you exhale, relax, let go. And also, as you exhale, to soften the mind, relax the thinking mind, especially if you can identify any tension, pressure, tightness, agitation, physical agitation that's related, connected to thinking. Maybe as you're breathing, to relax, let go of your thoughts. Maybe your thinking are like a piece of cloth that is bunched up, creased, And as you exhale, you're flattening it out, straightening it out, quieting the thinking mind. And then become aware of the transition from the exhale to the inhale. And in that transition, welcome, allow yourself to receive the inhale. And as you exhale, let go of your thoughts. And as you exhale and let go into the body's exhale. See if you can, in letting go of thoughts, quieting thoughts, for a few couple of moments, give your full attention to the experience of the body exhaling. Maybe like you're watching a ball flying through the air, bird flying through the air, marveling at this natural process of breathing. Every time you exhale, let go of your thinking. As if you're opening up a door or window to let the breeze of exhaling move through you. And with every exhale that you let go of your thinking, don't concern yourself with how well you can do this. That's just more thinking. Be content to do it the best that is available. Appreciating whatever degree there's more awareness available to receive the experience of inhale, exhale. As if for these minutes meditating, the most important thing to do, the most important thing happening, is the body breathing. And you letting go of everything else, so you can attend, accompany your body breathing. feeling your way into the deeper places that you can let go. Letting go and letting go into that, and then letting go into your breathing. So then as we come to the end of sitting, one of the significant consequences of letting go, release, is that we become available to experience the gifts of this life. When the mind is preoccupied in thoughts and anxiety, there's little room to be available for the wonder of our moment-to-moment life. And if we turn that availability of attention, available to see, available to listen, available to perceive and be with other people, perhaps people will more often be seen as a gift, as a wonder. Maybe there's more ability to care and love, have goodwill. To listen deeply, to hear deeply, to see deeply others. And perhaps as we come to the end of a sitting, you can imagine, in the best of circumstances, what it's like to let go deeply of your concerns, your thoughts, judgments, and to be available to others. Available in the sense available to perceive them, to see them, to know them, so that they are seen clearly, known clearly, and they feel safe, they feel known, they feel cared for, loved. May it be that this meditation we do always has a role in the social world that we live in, always has a role to help make this a better world for ourselves and for others. May our ability to be available with our attention support the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we, maybe in humble ways, contribute to that.